With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Pieces of the state budget that fell apart over the last year and a half are starting to get put back together. Last week, Governor Steve Bullock released a plan that outlined $45 million in budget restorations, now that the state has collected more revenue than was forecast last year. Most of the reductions are going to the state health department, which took the biggest budget cuts in January, and reduced services for the poor, elderly, and disabled. But Heather O'Loughlin, the co-director of the Montana Budget and Policy Center, says the $30 million being put back into the state's healthcare spending isn't enough to make up for what was lost.
It still leaves the department with a fairly big gap.
The Budget and Policy Center advocates for social services for low-income Montanans. O'Loughlin says the budget restoration announced by the Bullock administration adds up to roughly a fourth of the money cut from the state's health department this budgeting cycle. The governor's office says it will restore cuts in pay for health care providers who take Medicaid, and again pay for some assistance programs for people who require services for behavioral health and developmental disabilities. But other programs like housing services for at-risk teen moms and some ongoing care services for the elderly didn't get their funding restored. And O'Loughlin says that even for some of the programs that are getting their funding restored, long-term damage has been done. Offices have closed and staff have been laid off.
It is not as easy to just simply restore the funds at this point. I mean, we're hopeful that the department will find a way to build these services back up, but we are certainly not where we were prior to the 17th session.
Governor Bullock had some flexibility for how he put money back into agencies, but his hands were tied on the amount. During last year's special legislative session, lawmakers approved a plan for how much money could be restored to state agencies if revenues came in above projections, which ended up happening. During a press conference this week, Bullock said he did what was possible to make department programs whole.
We were unable to make all the restorations, certainly, that I and my administration would have preferred. We did the best we could with the limited restoration dollars we had.
But O'Loughlin says the exact details on how or which providers will get funding restored are unclear. And she says some of the restoration money is going to programs that weren't actually cut during last year's special session.
I think what we've been really wanting to know a little bit more about is how some of the funds will be used that appear to be new dollars, new obligations that the department has that are not necessarily connected to the cuts that were made.
For example, she says some of the money has been set aside for programs that help abused and neglected kids, and other money allocated for the Montana State Hospital. While there are questions about Governor Bullock allocating some budget restoration funds to areas that weren't directly cut, like parts of the state's struggling foster care system, a couple of prominent lawmakers say it's nothing to cry foul over. Representative Nancy Balance is the Republican chair of the Legislative Finance Committee.
I think he did what was intended, and I have not seen anything that raised a red flag for me that said it's outside of the boundaries that were set by the legislature.
Democratic Senator Mary Cafaro chairs the Health Department's Legislative Oversight Committee. She says providers who serve people on Medicaid are still awaiting details on how money is going to start flowing back into their organizations. Cafaro is glad an initial plan is set, but she says even when it's finalized, there's going to be a gap in services needed by Montanans with behavioral health issues and developmental disabilities.
There is a long ways to go. Our work is just beginning. And, you know, $49.2 million in cuts, 30.5 restored. We can argue over if the places were right, wrong, or whatever, but the point is it's a good start. Now it's time to get going.
The Department of Public Health and Human Services is expected to take public comment later this month on their plans to restore parts of their budget cut over the last year and a half. Governor Bullock will issue a new budget outlining the administration's priorities for the next 2 years in November. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.